a few words about the gospel and what might feel like what is going on with some of this message. You know, when in Jesus' time, if you left home, which didn't happen all that often, you were on your own. If you walked away from mother, father, brother, or sister, and went off on your own, you basically would be considered as dead. Because they stayed in their home community. They married cousins. The family continued to extend, and no one left. Which means that if you followed Jesus and left home, you were on your own as far as their society was concerned. So it had to be very scary to simply leave home and follow Jesus. You know, there they tried to keep them home. Here we try to send our kids out, and here they come back. So it doesn't seem to work always in our sense, but it would work differently in the Middle East 2,000 years ago. Jesus also goes on to say, if you keep your life, you're going to lose it. And if you give away your life, you will gain it. And what he's telling them is, if you collect all the riches you can and have everything for yourself, then you're going to lose your life. Your life is there to give away, not collect riches and sit on your riches and say, okay, I'm doing well. You're not, in the sense that Jesus gave us. It just gives us some sense of what's in that gospel reading, because they're not always easy to just pick out as to the sense we would have. You know, the readings today really talk about hospitality. And this country is known for hospitality. What does it say at the base of this Statue of Liberty? It says, send me your poor and your needy, those who need to get a breath from where they live. And it's worked for the most part. There have been times when we have been very open, and times where we have shut down and not been true to that message. After all, the Irish certainly would know of that, because when Irish first came here, what did they do? Signs were posted. No Irish may need apply for the jobs. You know, the Irish were considered, if you one looked at some of the canal buildings, say in northwestern Ohio, the Irish were considered great for workers. If they died, it didn't matter. But a slave you had to pay for, so a slave had more value to the people there than did an Irish person. It's the way they looked on it, okay? Look at when the Italians came over, the southern Italians, people were not too happy to have them come. Look at the Germans after the wars. I mean, that was a real issue. I mean, German disappeared as a language in this country for the most part. German restaurants, German celebrations. Why? Names were even changed. Give up a name so you don't have to be thought of as German. Sad. Even during, if we look at the Depression, there were many people of Mexican descent who were full citizens of this country, and yet there was a drive to send them back to Mexico so there would be jobs for European-based people. That's some places where we have, over the years, lost our sense of hospitality. Right now, I'm not sure where we are. We're kind of a mess about hospitality with what's going on in the government now. It's getting to be, don't send us your poor, send us your people who have money and they'll get in. Other than that, not. We're in trouble. We're in trouble with our sense of hospitality. You know, the scripture today is really a sense of hospitality. You know, Elisha comes as a prophet, and what do? They take him in, offer him a meal. He comes back again. They build him a place to stay. Came again and again. Elisha knew a good thing when he saw it. It's a place to stay on my route. Well, what did he do in return? There was the gift of the prophet. In his case, you're going to have a child. If you read a little further, that child was ill, and he actually, you know, prayed that that child would be revived and the child could grow up. But, you know, just this sense, a prophet brings you good if you listen. not the kind of prophecy we talk about all too often in our days, but a prophet was to say, oftentimes, you need to straighten up your act. And if we throw him out, we don't have to listen. Prophets would get thrown out all too often. And so who would want to do it? But you have to listen. God calls a true prophet. God calls those who are prophets in our day. And there are lots of prophets in our day who, in general, are not looked upon too favorably because people don't want to be reminded, this is what God calls you to. You know, it's really difficult. I always still go back to, you know, my favorite bishop in Detroit was, you know, always Tom Gumbleton, who was definitely a prophet, who definitely would always be in trouble for the things he brought to bear in Detroit. So, prophets. The gospel also, besides a sense of prophet, and he says you'll receive a gift from a prophet, whatever that may be, but the prophet's called. He also, Jesus also goes on to say what? You know, if you're visited by a righteous man, any of us could be considered as righteous, so, and help another. So you take, learn, and receive a gift just from interacting with other people who could be seen as righteousness. And finally, he says what? If you even give just a glass of cold water to a poor child who's thirsty, but you could give other things to other people who are needy, and you will not be lose track of your being rewarded for the simplest of things that reach out to others who have a need. So it doesn't have to be gigantic. It doesn't have to be give $10 million to something. It doesn't have to be giving a large amount of to anything. But it's a matter of giving yourself, listening to the other person, receiving the gift that they are and that they bring. My wife always says, when we have holidays, she wants more dishes because she wants to look like hospitality is bigger and we're eating the leftovers for days on end. But oh well, such is life. It's still a matter of hospitality. Different people have a different size of what they need to do to show hospitality, which is marvelous. We're all individual people. We have some sense that's different from one another. So we listen. We listen to the prophet. We listen to one another, and we reach out. Now, we have another problem with hospitality. It's called Catholics don't invite people to church. You see how many empty places there are around you? Why are there so many empty places? Is there some Catholic you know who doesn't go to church? Invite them. It'd be wonderful to have a full church, wouldn't it? Do you know somebody who has no church whatever? Invite them. They might become interested in who we are because they see how we are as a hospitable people, as a people who are generous with what we have and what we give. And so we learn from what Jesus had to say, and we learn from taking it on ourselves when we're sent out of here. Remember, it said that Jesus was talking to his apostles. Apostle means sent. And at the end of this Eucharist, you are sent. So go out and share the good news and find somebody else to help fill this place of worship, to fill the place next to you with someone you didn't enjoy worshiping with, someone who would grow and possibly grow through being here and understanding our generosity. Our generosity must be that of Jesus. And we'll let it be at that. Be as generous as Jesus.